From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition of six nations, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain, is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo. They are condemning Russia for interfering with attempts to bring humanitarian aid to civilians trapped in the Syrian city. They are also calling on the Syrian government to agree to a United Nations plan to send humanitarian aid into the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Germany Wednesday. A Pakistani plane crashed while traveling from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad Wednesday, killing 48 people on board. The Pakistan International Airlines plane went down and burst into flames in an isolated mountainous region near the town of Havelian. 42 passengers, 5 crew members, and a ground engineer were on board. Authorities in Indonesia Wednesday declared a 2-week state of emergency after an earthquake hit Aceh province. The quake on the northern tip of Sumatra Island killed at least 97 people. Officials say hundreds more were injured in Pedi Jaya, a district closest to the epicenter of the 6.5 magnitude quake. The town of Murudu was among the hardest hit areas. Authorities said more than 500 people were injured. What is billed as the last big gathering of survivors of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor takes place Wednesday in Hawaii. The observance comes 75 years to the day after the surprise attack that killed nearly 2,400 people and brought the United States into World War II. 20 days after today, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe plans to visit a memorial to those who died in the raid. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen retired Marine General John Kelly to lead the Department of Homeland Security. The agency is tasked with combating terrorism. It will also be in charge of executing Trump's plan to crack down on illegal immigration. Trump says former critic Mitt Romney is still being considered for Secretary of State, reinforcing reports that Romney remains the leading contender for that position. Trump said he will likely announce his choice for the nation's top diplomat next week. Trump has selected Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next U.S. ambassador to China. The Associated Press says a source close to Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt says he will be nominated to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Time magazine named President-elect Trump as its annual Person of the Year on Wednesday. Marcus Harden takes a look.
After the magazine's selection was announced, Mr. Trump called into NBC's Today Show. He agreed with Time's characterization of a divided nation, but rejected the notion that he was partly responsible for the split.
It's divided. I'm not president yet, so I didn't do anything to divide.
Mr. Trump defended his frequent use of Twitter, telling Today Show host Matt Lauer it's a way to reach people more honestly than dealing with what he called dishonest reporters. Marcus Harden, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected a meeting in France with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. The proposed December meeting in Paris was aimed at restarting long-stalled Middle East peace efforts. Netanyahu expressed willingness to meet privately with Abbas, but not at the international conferences, such as the French-sponsored summit. Vote counting has begun in the West African nation of Ghana following an election to choose that country's next president and parliament. Incumbent President John Mahama is seeking a second term in office. Forces in Somalia's Puntland region have retaken Kandala. That's the only town in the country that was controlled by fighters allied with the Islamic State group. NASA's Cassini space probe has beamed back the first close-up views of Saturn's atmosphere. The new images come from the planet's northern hemisphere. The probe shot the photos before going on its current 20-week mission to skim the planet's rings. The craft will then take pictures of Saturn's moon Titan. Its final mission, or grand finale, will be a plunge in April toward the planet, sending back data until it breaks up. A survey released Wednesday shows that approximately 70% of Afghans believe their country is moving in the wrong direction. The survey was taken by the San Francisco-based Asia Foundation. Shows the lowest level of optimism in Afghanistan in more than a decade. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.